Today on the KHSU Magazine, we're talking about the Klamath Patagonia Youth River Exchange. We've got five folks on the phone. They're up in Wichipec, and they have been on a three-week expedition from the headwaters of the Klamath, and they're heading towards the mouth of the Klamath at the Pacific. We've got Conrad Fisher, Weston Boyles, Analia Hillman, Jean-Luc Gensaw, and Sammy Gensaw all on the phone here. Thanks so much, everyone, for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Rios to Rivers Youth Exchange program that you all are participating in.
The Rios to Rivers is uniting groups of students from Patagonia, Chile, and groups of students from the Klamath Basin. And we founded this a few years back, and it's been really inspiring to see the positive power of youth exchange on rivers, kids coming together to learn about the impacts of dams and other things that affect rivers. And so for the last 2 weeks, we've been traveling down the whole Klamath Basin, learning about all the different things that have been affecting the Klamath Basin. And we're traveling with a group of youth that came up from Patagonia that live on a river that could experience all the same things that the Klamath is going through, but it's still pristine. These students from Patagonia live in one of the last great wildernesses of the earth, and there's a lot at stake down there. They want to build two big dams on this beautiful river, giving these students the opportunity to see a dam for their first time in their lives and to really learn about it and see it from a firsthand process. Working with wonderful students from the Klamath Basin who've come from Iliquin to the mouth. There's a range of students representing and members of, they're students from the Yurok tribe, the Karuk tribe, the Klamath tribes, and the Iliquin tribes. So we're really excited. It's been a wonderful, wonderful process so far.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I know you all do a number of different activities, and I know you're talking about the dams, but also kayaking and rafting and looking at the effects on the fisheries that the dams have. What are some of the main points that you hope the youth from Chile take home with them?
To really get a chance to understand and be able to speak intelligently about impacts, we're giving them a chance. We've been meeting with sides of the issues, so not just telling them how they should think, we're really going into depth and many different perspectives from the basin. But our hope is that they will have the opportunity to gain the skills to be future ambassadors and stewards for their rivers.
So Jean-Luc and Sammy, have you all participated in the whole entire exchange? And how has it been working and connecting and learning with the youth from Chile?
It's been a life-changing experience for me because I got to understand and meet other kids from different places, and it really opened my eyes at problems that we share on a global scale. And it was my first time seeing the dams, even though I lived along the Klamath River for my whole life.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you all went up to Oregon, right?
Yeah, and it's been such an amazing time, and I got to learn some Spanish, and life's good.
Excellent. Yeah, we're all on one planet, right? I mean, even as far away as we are, we're still on this one planet together, and there's a lot of similarities.
And I totally agree with you. And this opportunity, it's really amazing because here's a group of people from a completely different side of the world than us. It took them coming here to our part of the world. So on this trip, it's not just students, but we also have the Ancestral Guards coming in, and we've been organizing on different parts of this river, never actually got the opportunity to work together.
So actually people who are working on different parts of the Klamath River are actually meeting up for the first time as well?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. So as far as this exchange goes, Weston, you're the founder of Rios to Rivers?
Yes, I am.
So you've actually done this before, right, with the Colorado River and another river in Patagonia, is that right?
That is correct. We previously focused on the Grand Canyon, because the Grand Canyon has a very interesting story about they almost dammed the Grand Canyon, which is unthinkable now today, but they very close to damming the Grand Canyon, and some environmentalists came together and successfully stopped that project. So we were looking at that positive, inspiring story. Really, really excited to be now on the Klamath, as there's so much to be learned. And the fact that dams are coming off the Klamath River and send an important message to the world, really learning a lot more these days about what they really do to rivers. And that message, we feel, needs to be understood.
Yeah, well, how do you see young people's opinions changing and their level of advocacy and activism changing after these types of exchanges?
I think the opportunity for these students to come together and see that there are other people going through these issues on the other side of the world is a really important thing. Both communities face a lot of struggles within the communities when these dam building companies or, you know, big companies from the outside come in. It sparks a lot of debate within the community. If students get the chance to really learn about these things and understand them level, that's a better way, I think, to really talking about these issues and bringing people together around free, healthy, flowing rivers.
Are the young people that came up, are they involved with working to keep the Rios Baker? It's the Rios Baker in Chile, right?
That's correct.
To keeping that from being dammed? Or is there a big movement down there to oppose the dam?
There's been a long movement to work to fight the dams. And very exciting news in 2014. Dam's environmental impact assessment was rejected. That was very unprecedented. That's the first time in Chile's history to have something of that scale have an environmental impact assessment be rejected. So gave a lot of hope to the people. But David Brower, the environmentalist, said that the polluters only have to win once, the environmentalists have to win every time. And the dam building company is coming back and trying to do it again. We're working with wonderful Chilean trip leaders who run an outdoor program down in Chile, and they have been teaching a lot of the tenets of how to protect our backyards and our surroundings.
Excellent. Well, are there any plans for young people from the Klamath River Basin to go down to Patagonia?
Yes, we're really, really excited to have them down in February of 2018, and we're pushing hard to get all the funds together. These trips are almost completely paid for by Rios to Rivers, big fundraising process. So we're really excited to get the students down there. And
sounds like a fantastic exchange. Annalia Hillman, you're with the Yurok Tribes Youth Council. I understand you all have an event coming up this Saturday, kind of a culminating event. Can you tell us what's going on July 29th?
Yeah, I've just basically helped organize this final, like, celebration and river rally. It will be Saturday starting at 2 p.m. at the Recual Resort in Klamath, California, off of Highway 101. Is that Recual Road? Yeah, you just take Recual Road off of Highway 101. We're going to have some music, possibly some breakdancers. We're going to rally and come together, bring our voices together, solidarity to protect our rivers and talk about the things that are threatening our rivers, like the LNG pipeline, the dams, of course, and also diversions from commercial agriculture.
Have you all been discussing the LNG pipeline and the other issues with the youth from Chile?
So basically, we've been working with the students as we go down the river on different areas of the basin. And as we move farther down the river, once we get into Blue Creek, we're going to start doing trainings, talking around, organizing around the issues such as the pipeline and dams, and bringing that history back, because back in the day, a lot of people gathered at the mouth of Blue Creek to protect our fishing rights, introduce that to the kids, and they'll get to see with their own eyes what we're really protecting.
Right, right. Oh, it sounds like a great experience.
And it's a really exciting time to draw our youth in, because they are our leaders. And so teaching them and helping them to find their voice and their leadership in the protection of the earth and of our waterways and our lifelines is so important. And building that solidarity, you know, a universal solidarity, is so exciting to watch these people come together.
Gosh, for sure. I mean, just like you said, Gianluca, you know, I can imagine it is life changing for everyone, you know, on different sides of the hemisphere. So, Conrad Fisher, I don't know if we've heard from you yet from Klamath River Keeper, but is there anything that you want to tell us about the work that the River Keeper is doing?
Our campaigns, we were founded 10 years ago when there was an opportunity to engage in the dam relicensing process. So through advocacy and litigation, along with the tribes, we managed to get Pacific Core to the table. So it was before the Kumbaya everyone talks about, there were protests and litigation, and I'm in a room with some people who led those. And our other campaigns are to ensure that Klamath River and its tributaries have adequate flows and to uphold the Clean Water Act. So water quantity, water quality, and dams. Increasingly, we're working to oppose the pipeline because it's an amazing organizing opportunity, I believe, in large part because of the energy that we still are feeling from Standing Rock. That was a land-based, native-led movement and incredible energy from that. So I just want to, for your guests, plug the 29th a little bit if they want to find it on Facebook. It's being hosted by the Yurok Tribe and the Brios River page, and I think Requa Resort is Googleable, so your guests are invited to that 2 p.m. on Saturday. I've been helping as a volunteer, more or less. This isn't really part of my job. I'm just inspired by led initiatives, so I'm playing with this as much as I can.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
We want people to show up in numbers and in crowds in solidarity for our rivers.
Yeah, well, and so the Requa... The Requa Resort, is that where the Requa Inn is?
It's down the road from Requa Inn. The boat launch. Yeah, it's like the boat launch.
Oh, wow. Must be beautiful down there.
Resurrection.
Same place as the dam removal signing ceremony. If you Google Requa Resort, you'll find it.
Okay. All right. So Saturday, July 29th at 2 p.m., there's a Rios to Rivers Klamath Patagonia Youth River Exchange celebration of this incredible exchange between young people from the Klamath River Basin and the area around the Rios Baker in Patagonia, learning about healthy rivers and dangers to rivers. And it's open to the public. It should be fun. Requa Resort in just outside of Klamath or in Klamath. Is there anything else any of you would like to say to the people listening?
Really, I would just like to say to everybody that this would be an awesome opportunity to see them come and support this movement, because this isn't just a one-time thing. This is an opportunity for all of us to get involved in something bigger than our own passions and put our energy towards projects that would strengthen bonds of future people living along our river, not only our river, but our communities at large. So I encourage everybody to come by and check it out and have a good time and meet the kids. We got some really amazing people putting a lot of time and energy into it just so we can have this opportunity. So we welcome everybody to come check it out.
The time is now to protect and be the voice for our rivers.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful and safe trip down the Klamath, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.